Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, The Chubby Gourmet. Chubby is a fellow MGTOW and has a YouTube channel where he travels all over the world to show you people's delicious recipes, as well as his own. Some of his dishes are simple to prepare and delicious, perfect for single meals. We can now leave the washing of dishes for the females. My favorite video is called The Secret of Beautiful Breasts. No, not these breasts, but these ones. So what are you waiting for? Check out Chubby's YouTube channel in the description. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, Julian Assange is being freed, but he has to take down US government documents from WikiLeaks to gain that freedom. People don't understand that censorship is finally won. People are celebrating like this is a great thing. Sure, he's going to get his life back, but it sends a message that in the end, everyone breaks. Regardless, I can't wait to hear the Tucker Carlson interview because you know it's coming. We thought the Putin interview broke the internet, but this would break it even more. Up next, Taylor Swift sings F the Patriarchy, but her manager is a man, as well as her record label CEO, songwriters, musical director, and the fathers out there who work to buy their 14-year-old daughters tickets to their shows. All that, and women still support women like her, like she's some sort of abused housewife. Yes, down with the patriarchy. The same patriarchy that's now propping her up. Her father also financed the start of her music career. She's just pandering to fans that want to hear that men are bad. Number 3, meet Mary. She's a love coach helping women over 35 manifest a divine husband in marriage. She's selling a dream to post-wall women that missed out on the best men. The word manifest means she has no plan. She's just planning on taking your money and hoping that things work out for the best for you. Moving on, I think it's important to ask the question, what happened over the last 36 years of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? These days, they always make women unattractive in pop culture directed towards males. And do they change the race to scare away the male fan base and then they gaslight it by saying properties like this have only failed because men were racist and not supporting them in the first place? Men are ignoring women in many parts of life, so women do what they can to stir up drama with the things that we still enjoy. Number 5, accelerated mammary gland development in intellectually disabled females is an evolutionary survival mechanism. That explains why women that grow up in single mother households become sexually mature a lot quicker. It's not a conspiracy, it's a fact. It also makes me wonder if Pelosi also has a rackathon going on too. Thomas Sowell says it best, when he says that they are meant to hypnotize, then enslave you. See, it was already starting to work on me. Up next, this can't be shared enough. Prison is the perfect place for liberals because everyone is treated equitably with free food, as well as free healthcare, and no one has boomsticks except the guards. It's left liberal utopia, and you can get railed by a friend anytime you like. Forget about 15-minute cities. These are more like 15-second cities. There's no freedom either. Oh, how they hate their freedom. Number 7, this is probably the best metaphor for a time. The bull represents economic prosperity and the goal represents women trying to get in the way of it. But I don't think this is very realistic because women prefer the bear market instead. But when feminists try and stop prosperity and get gored by a bull, then they'll blame it on the patriarchy. Feminism is just communism in panties. Large, oversized parachute panties. Moving on, when a man does stuff around the house, it's no big deal. It's what every functional adult should do. But when a woman does chores, they're considered unpaid labor. They shame us when we can't fix things that they break, but they want money for cleaning up the messes they make. Live without a woman in the house and you'll see how clean and organized your space becomes naturally, because you'll just make it more efficient. There's nothing to be cleaned up because most men make a minimal mess. Number 9 are all the places that women refuse to go on a first date. Any fast food or quick service restaurant, medium-priced sit-down restaurants, and just about anything else you can imagine. No road trips either. Do women expect a flight in a hotel on a first date nowadays? Or going to a 5-star Michelin restaurant, perhaps? Have women's expectations gone a little bit crazy? But it doesn't say anything about Costco. 2 hot dogs and a drink for $3. Eat your heart out, ladies. Up next, Killa here says, a guy was telling her how his last girlfriend was abusive. She says she'll do the same to him so she doesn't know what to tell him. Imagine if we reverse the genders on this one. Suddenly it wouldn't be so funny or cute anymore if the roles were reversed. and a man was saying he would do the same to woman. As for this woman, if she acts like this around a drunken pooky Ray Ray, her rear end is grass. Number 11, Shannon here says, we've been accidentally cooling the planet, and it's about to stop, claiming that fossil fuel burning is cooling the planet while also warming it. I agree, even though it sounds crazy. And it's actually called global dimming due to particulate that we pump up in the high atmosphere. Go back to 9/11 when the planes were grounded and the temperature increased about 4 or 5 degrees Fahrenheit. Science has proven this. One day when we run out of fossil fuel or stop burning it, we'll see rapid surface warming over continents. Even Joker doesn't understand this. It's quite complicated. Moving on, corporate media tells us to believe that there's a difference between these two pictures. But maybe next time it should think twice by showing Miss Piggy and Kermit like this, because I'm insulting them with the other two on the left-hand side of the picture. Now that you've seen this, you probably can't unsee it. The ones on the right also have more talent, and they're just puppets. Number 13, 15 years ago, we had Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, a film about a simp that had to fight off 7 ex-boyfriends for the privilege of being with the Village Bicycle. This is a premonition of things to come, and it's fitting that it's set in Toronto and that she has blue hair. But a 12 body count that she supposedly had is low by today's standards. Almost a virgin with rookie numbers like those. Up next, what happened to Jacinda Ardern's drastic change in appearance? Was it the ring of power that Gollum once had when she became his girlfriend? We're talking about a woman from New Zealand where they filmed Lord of the Rings. It could also be drugs or maybe veganism. But seriously, to look that bad, it must have been one hell of a wall. As George Orwell used to say, everyone has the face they deserve by the age of 50. Number 15, Taylor Swift dated 3 minors when she was 20 and 23. One was 17 when she was 23. Why were women not outraged by this? Oh, that's right. Because it's only bad behavior when men do it. If a man did what she did, they would try to arrest him and cancel him. And she even wrote songs about this so-called crime. Isn't that illegal with proof? Maybe one of them can also explain to us if she's a man once and for all. Moving on, meet the birth strikers. The women that refuse to have children until climate change ends. I guess they'll never be having kids then. Good. Do they also plan on giving up their cats too to save the fish in the oceans? We need to look on the bright side though. Mentally ill women don't make good mothers anyway. But you just know that she's going to support refugees coming in that have 15 plus offspring. Talk about low IQ. Number 17, this woman marries herself and then divorces herself within 24 hours. She just couldn't take being married to herself anymore. Of course, you know that somehow men will probably be blamed. Do we need to put her in a loony bin? Make asylums great again? If she can't deal with herself, who will then? Also, why is she taking this selfie in the bathroom? Is she dropping her kids at the pool or something? Up next, in communist China, gay people don't seem to be allowed in this particular establishment. Maybe Trump was too hard on China after all. Communism wants to preserve its masculinity while the West loses it and becomes weaker. These days, the West is more communist than China, though, especially when it comes to cultural Marxism. Here's what all the so-called great communist despots of the 20th century think about it. Number 19, would you give up having sex for 2 years and get $700 million? Many married guys haven't done it in a couple years, so how about we cut them their checks first? But seriously, that's easy, and a better challenge is no prawn, no fap, and no sex for 2 years. I've tried that, and usually when I did it, I'd be crawling up the wall after only 3 days or so. It's easier said than done, but it is doable. Moving on, here's proof that women are willing to share one man if he's a good one. These two are best friends, and they're due to give birth to the same baby daddy's kids in January. They're now more than just best friends. They're so-called family. I guess you can just call this the modern-day pookie harem. This is going to be the way of the future for many women. They would rather be a king's concubine than a blacksmith's wife. Number 21, we have 3 generations that are all on Lonely Fools together. You're going to be seeing more of this as the economy gets tougher. I'm sure that there are plenty of married simps that are paying for all 3 of these and their accounts and hoping that they do a touchy-feely collaboration together. And I'm sure for the right price, they probably might. Like back in the day when I saw some content with 3 identical triplets. Just look for triplets on the hamster. Up next is the absolute state of Great Britain. I guess it's not so great anymore. The sooner all the Caucasian folks leave, the sooner the city will deteriorate. Unfortunately, it's too late for this girl, and she's probably going to be served some shawarma shortly. Then again, she's probably just crying because there are no seats left for her on this bus. Number 23, someone convinced her friend to take a 23andMe test for fun. She was born a male but now identifies as female. The results came back as male, and this is problematic for her. The friend wonders if 23andMe makes accommodations for trans people. Is it unironic that she wants a made-up DNA result? How about a shrink? It sounds like that's actually what she needs. Here's what it looks like dating in your 30s as a woman if you want to be successful. Don't be fat, be conservative, have no baggage and no feminist qualities. But unfortunately, this mama has 3 kids with 3 different daddies. She says she made some mistakes. Some mistakes. Her whole life is a mistake, and you know she's fat, has tons of emotional baggage, and is probably a feminist too. Certainly not a conservative woman. Her dating days, where she can actually meet the quality men, are over. Number 25 on the last one, this woman says her trans sister stopped speaking to her because she wouldn't raise her baby gender neutral. Translation, she wanted me to indoctrinate my newborn baby into this so-called ideology. And I said no. Remember everyone, they aren't trying to groom your children. Also, with the receding hairline in that picture, I'm not sure if this is the trans woman or the one that's complaining about her. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.